The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, just one example of a family business that suffered. The summer is not lost, said the Taoiseach as he announced that travel restrictions will be lifted at the end of the month, allowing people to holiday anywhere within the country. So can the staycation, that much maligned term, save our tourism industry? Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire has been looking into it for us. Siobhan, can the staycation save the industry and save the summer?
Good morning, Richard. Well, unfortunately, no, it can't in terms of revenue, but it can in terms of morale. Just to give you a little bit of context, Ireland's tourism sector, as we know, is in a state of challenge, but it's the largest indigenous industry and biggest regional employer. And CSO figures show us that there are 265,000 people working in tourism and hospitality last year. And that means there's twice as many jobs as in agriculture. That kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of just how important it actually is. Now, what we rely on primarily, Richard, is overseas tourists. They make up 70% of the revenue. And figures show that 5.1 billion was spent by overseas tourists last year. And that's less than 1 billion.
So even if more of us holiday at home this year, it'd be very hard to make that up. But first of all, as hotels prepare to open, is there any evidence out there about whether all hotels will reopen?
Well, yeah, the Hotel Federation gave me some information in relation to a new survey. Now, they looked at 300 hoteliers in Ireland and found that 87% of them intend to reopen by mid-July. So there is an appetite there for reopening. And we know that bookings as well from the domestic market are on the increase at the moment, simply because people just want to get away and have that little bit of a break. They can't fly. So the idea of getting down to Cork or Kerry or Mayo or wherever you're going, it just sounds absolutely fantastic. If you look at occupancy rates, however, there are the projections for August, Richard, are 38% in Irish hotels. Now, compared with last year, which would be 90%, you can see just how much of a shortfall there actually is.
What about pricing, Siobhan? Is there good value out there?
There is, yeah. Now, some people I spoke to who had already booked felt that they were paying a little bit more. But the fact that availability is so large, you can actually shop around. Now, obviously, the really popular locations, the big resorts, they're always going to have huge demand. So prices will be that little bit more. The Hotels Federation of Ireland actually recommend that you go straight to hotels if you're doing a booking, because that's where you'll get the best deals and kind of special rates rather than going through third-party agent sites. And that actually makes sense,
I'm
because
sure
we're all
would,
working remotely at the moment.
I'm sure they would say that anyway, Siobhan. But we're hearing anecdotally about, you know, holiday homes, campsites, things like that being booked out.
We are, yes. But again, we're being told by industry that there are still some availability. We also know that a lot of people have kind of started thinking outside of the box and looking at renting kind of boats. I know that somebody who's renting is renting a barge as a kind of holiday alternative to get around the hotels issue as well. Again, it comes back, Richard,
that comes with a swimming. That comes with a swimming pool, Siobhan, of course. You jump off, I presume.
Well, absolutely, Richard. It comes back, I think, the whole discussion on whether staycations can help this year, on how much we're going to miss the international visitor.
Now, on the
because
foreign,
they will spend a hell of a lot more than us,
on the
Richard.
Foreign,
so if you or I go to Killarney, we're not going to spend the same amount of money as the American who wants the 5-star hotel and the nice golf course.
And on the foreign travel side, Irish people going abroad, again, are a lot of seats being booked out? Are people booking in large numbers? Are they prepared to fly? And what are the prices like there?
Well, if you ask Michael O'Leary, the answer would be absolutely, we're all booking. But if anecdotally, that doesn't seem to be the case at all, Richard. Look, the government is still advising us not to fly. Therefore, if you fly, you have no consumer rights when it comes to any kind of cancellations or getting your money back. There's still a trickle of people. I did ask people on Twitter last week what they were doing, staying at home or travelling abroad. And there's still a trickle of people who are travelling. One lady pointed out to me that she could spend, almost €900 on a weekend in Clare or go to the Algarve for 2 weeks for €1,200.
Right. Well, one texter has sent in a text saying the narrative of staycation as the poorer little brother on RTE annoys me. I'll be staying at home, he or she says. Well, thank you very much for the text. I'll be staying at home myself as well, and I'm looking forward to it. Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.